Welcome to Ujjayini.com, your daily current affairs companion for UPSC and State PCs preparation. Imagine a day that brings landmark developments across semiconductor manufacturing, naval commissioning, prehistoric rock art, climate science, defense procurement, land rights, and innovation. That day is 28th February 2026, and it's a rich day for your UPSC prelims and mains preparation. First, let's talk about Micron Technology, which inaugurated India's first advanced memory assembly, testing, marking and packaging, or ATMP, facility at Sanand, Gujarat. This is a 500,000 square feet clean room, the largest single semiconductor assembly clean room worldwide. Prime Minister Narendra Modi inaugurated the facility, which delivered its first finished DRAM module to Dell Technologies. The key details to note are the investment of $2.7 billion in two phases, with the current production of tens of millions of ICs per year, targeting around 1 billion units annually by 2027. The products include DRAM, or volatile memory, and NAND flash, which is non-volatile storage. The workforce consists of around 1,300 employees, with nearly half being fresh engineering graduates who undergo 3 to 6 months of training in Malaysia or Singapore. The clean room has a rating of class 1000, with a maximum of 1000 particles per cubic meter, and the air circulation is 120 times per hour. The first customers of this facility are Dell, ASUS, and Qualcomm. What makes this significant is that this development is relevant to your UPSC preparation, particularly in prelims, where you should note ATMP, DRAM, NAND, Sanand Gujarat, and Micron Technology. In mains, this connects to GS3, specifically semiconductor policy, India's electronics manufacturing ecosystem, and Atmanirbhar Bharat. Now, let's turn to the commissioning of Insanjadeep, the fourth vessel of the Anti-Submarine Warfare Shallow Water Craft, or ASWSWC, program, which was commissioned at Chennai Port by Chief of Naval Staff, Admiral Dinesh K. Tripathi. The key details include its length of 77 meters, displacement of around 1,400 tons, and over 80% indigenous content. The builders are GRSE Kolkata and L&T Shipbuilding, Kattupalli, and it's named after Anjadeep Island, near Karwar. This vessel joins in Zarnala and in Zandroth, with a mission to detect and neutralize underwater threats in shallow coastal or littoral waters. This is relevant to your UPSC preparation, particularly in prelims, where you should note ASWSWC program, GRSE, in Anjadeep, and Admiral Dinesh K. Tripathi. In mains, this connects to GS3. Specifically Indigenous Defense Manufacturing and Naval Modernization. With that background in place, let's look at the discovery of the Sulawesi hand stencil, which is the oldest known rock art, dated to at least 67,800 years ago, found in Layang Methandono Cave, Moon Island, Indonesia, or Sulawesi. This predates previous records in the Maruspankep cursed by 16,000 years. The dating method used was uranium series dating on calcite crust over the art, using laser ablation. The researchers documented 44 rock art sites and dated 11 motifs from 8 sites, with artistic activity continuing until around 20,000 years ago. What's distinctive about this art is the finger shapes narrowed to claw-like forms, which is rare globally. This also supports the human migration to Sahul, which is the ancient landmass that included Australia, New Guinea, and Tasmania, around 65,000 years ago. This is relevant to your UPSC preparation, particularly in prelims, where you should note Wallachia, Sahul, uranium series dating, Layang Methandono, and Pleistocene. In mains, this connects to GS1, specifically prehistoric human migration, evolution of symbolic thinking, and archaeology. Now, let's move on to the prediction of moist heatwaves during the monsoon, which can now be predicted 2 to 4 weeks in advance, using the boreal summer intraseasonal oscillation, or BSIO, which has a 30 to 90 day cycle. The study, published in Climate Dynamics, shows that the wet bulb temperature threshold for human survivability is not just the conventional 35 degrees Celsius, but can be as low as 25.8 to 34.1 degrees Celsius for younger adults and 21.9 to 33.7 degrees Celsius for older adults. The active monsoon phase puts northern plains and central India at elevated risk, while break phases make southern and eastern India more vulnerable. Certain BSIO phases can increase the heatwave risk in northern India by over 125% above the baseline. This is relevant to your UPSC preparation, particularly in prelims, where you should note wet bulb temperature, BSIO, moist heatwave, and monsoon break or active phases. In mains, this connects to GS3, specifically climate change impacts, heat stress and public health, and monsoon science. Moving on to defense procurement, India is advancing discussions to procure the Sky Sting Beyond Visual Range Air-to-Air Missile, or VARAM, from Rafale Advanced Defense Systems for the Indian Air Force. The key details include its range of up to 250 km, weight of 180 to 200 kg, and speed exceeding Mach 5. The propulsion is a triple solid-fuel rocket motor, and it has an AI-driven RF seeker with jam resistance and a two-way data link. This missile is compatible with Tejas Mk-1A and Su-30 Mki, paired with the ELM-2052SR radar, and is classified as a sixth-generation VARAM. This is relevant to your UPSC preparation, particularly in prelims, where you should note VARAM, Sky Sting, Rafale, Tejas Mk-1A, and Astra missile. In mains, this connects to GS3, specifically defense procurement, India-Israel relations, and indigenization versus imports. Now, let's turn to the development of waterways, where Union Minister Sarbananda Sonowal inaugurated three projects on National Waterway 2, which is the River Brahmaputra. These projects include a customs and immigration complex at Bogibil, a Dhubri complex, which is a cross-border trade gateway to Bangladesh and Bhutan, and a heritage building renovation at Dibrugarh, which combines preservation with modernization. Remember that 20 northeast rivers are national waterways, and NW2 is the Brahmaputra, under the National Waterways Act, 2016. This is relevant to your UPSC preparation, particularly in prelims, where you should note NW2, IWAI, Bogibil, Indo-Bangladesh Protocol, and Sarbananda Sonowal. In mains, this connects to GS3, specifically Inland Waterways, Act East Policy, and Logistics Infrastructure. In another development, Assam Chief Minister Himanta Biswa Sarma distributed land pattas to over 1,06,905 indigenous landless families through Mission Basundhara 3.0, launched at Deuri Bil, Dhemaji. This mission has evolved from its first phase, which covered 5.82 lakh families, to its second phase, which covered 2.29 lakh families, and now its third phase, which covers 1.06 lakh families, along with 538 forest land rights in the Subansiri and Jiadhal reserved forests. The overall progress is around 10 lakh families, with 80% of state land issues resolved. This is relevant to your UPSC preparation, particularly in prelims, where you should note Mission Basundhara, Forest Rights Act 2006, Swamitva, and Dhemaji. In mains, this connects to GS2, specifically land rights, tribal welfare, and governance reforms. Now, let's look at the launch of TNIST, or Tripura Nurturing Entrepreneurship and Startups, and the State Innovation Mission, which was launched at Hapania, Agartala. This is the first of its kind under the Atal Innovation Mission 2.0 State Support Mission. The key details include the institutionalization via the Tripura Institution for Transformation, innovation centers in all 8 districts, and a District Innovator Fellowship. A Memorandum of Understanding was signed with T-Hub, Hyderabad, and an AI policy and AI city are proposed in Agartala. This is relevant to your UPSC preparation, particularly in prelims, where you should note AIM 2.0, TNIST, TIFT, and Niti Aayog. In mains, this connects to GS3, specifically Startup Ecosystem, Northeast Development, and Innovation Policy. In another development, the Tripura government approved a pilot of the Nari Adalat scheme, which is a panchayat-level arbitration forum for women facing violence and abuse, across 10 gram panchayats in all 8 districts. This is administered by the Ministry of Social Justice and Empowerment, with each Adalat having up to 9 committee members selected for community credibility. The focus is on early intervention, counseling, mediation, and police action when needed. This is relevant to your UPSC preparation, particularly in prelims, where you should note Nari Adalat, Ministry of Social Justice and Empowerment, and Alternative Dispute Resolution. In mains, this connects to GS2, specifically Women's Rights, Grassroots Governance, and ADR Mechanisms. Now, let's move on to the awards, where Mangaluru International Airport, managed by Adani Airport Holdings, won the ACI Airport Service Quality, or ASQ, award for Best Airport at Arrivals for the 2nd consecutive year. This is one of only 6 airports globally recognized in this category. This is relevant to your UPSC preparation, particularly in prelims, where you should note ACI World, ASQ Award, Mangaluru International Airport, and Adani Airport Holdings. In mains, this connects to GS3, specifically civil aviation and airport infrastructure. In the context of international relations, Israel's air defense comprises multiple layers, including the Arrow 2, Arrow 3, David's Sling, Iron Dome, Iron Beam, and the US THAAD. This is relevant to your UPSC preparation, particularly in prelims, where you should note Arrow, David's Sling, Iron Dome, Iron Beam, and THAAD. In mains, this connects to GS2, specifically West Asia security, India-Israel relations, and missile defense architecture. Now, let's lock in the key facts and numbers for your revision. Micron's ATMP facility is located at Sanand, Gujarat, with a total investment of $2.7 billion in 2 phases. The clean room is 500,000 square feet, with a rating of class 1000 and air circulation of 120 times per hour. The products include DRAM and NAND flash, with a workforce of around 1,300 employees, targeting 1 billion units per year by 2027. The first customers are Dell, ASUS, and Qualcomm. In Zanjadeep is the 4th vessel of the ASWSWC program, with a length of 77 meters, displacement of around 1,400 tons, and over 80% indigenous content. The builders are GRSE Kolkata and L&T Shipbuilding, Kattupalli, and it's named after Anjadeep Island, near Karwar. The Sulawesi rock art is located in Layang Methendono Cave, Moon Island, Indonesia, or Sulawesi, with an age of at least 67,800 years, dated using uranium series dating on calcite crust over the art, using laser ablation. The researchers documented 44 rock art sites and dated 11 motifs from 8 sites, with artistic activity continuing until around 20,000 years ago. The moist heatwave prediction can be done 2 to 4 weeks in advance, using the BZSO, with a 30 to 90 day cycle. The wet bulb temperature threshold for human survivability is not just the conventional 35 degrees Celsius, but can be as low as 25.8 to 34.1 degrees Celsius for younger adults and 21.9 to 33.7 degrees Celsius for older adults. The sky sting Varam has a range of up to 250 kilometers, width of 180 to 200 kilograms, and speed exceeding Mach 5. The propulsion is a triple solid-fuel rocket motor, and it has an AI-driven RF seeker with jam resistance and a two-way data link. Mission Vasundhara has evolved from its first phase, which covered 5.82 lakh families, to its second phase, which covered 2.29 lakh families, and now its third phase, which covers 1.06 lakh families, along with 538 forest land rights in the Subansiri and Jiadhal reserved forests. The Brahmaputra Waterways, or NW2, has 20 northeast rivers as national waterways, with key projects including Bogibeel, Dhubri, and Dibrugarh. AIM 2.0, or Atal Innovation Mission, has launched the State Innovation Mission in Tripura, with a focus on nurturing entrepreneurship and startups. Now, how does this connect to your UPSC preparation? Remember to note the key facts and numbers and connect them to the relevant GS papers, whether it's GS1, GS2, or GS3. This will help you to develop a comprehensive understanding of the topics and prepare you for the exam. In conclusion, the developments on 28 February 2026 have significant implications for India's strategic position, economic growth, and social welfare. As you prepare for the UPSC exam, remember to stay updated on current affairs and connect the dots between different topics to develop a deeper understanding of the issues.